بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي ابنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لي أسوة حسنة. Imam Mahdi said, in the daughter of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, I find an excellent example. This is real respect and not sloganeering. Many claim to respect women, all of the while promoting values that have led to unmatched oppression of women in the name of women's rights and liberation. What Imam Mahdi, Salamullahi alayhi, said about his mother Fatima al-Zahra is not that. As-Siddiqa al-Shahida was the perfect believer and servant of Allah. She was known for her worship of Allah. She was not one of the Anbiya, but like the greatest of the Anbiya, she was visited by Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam. She embraced her role in the universe as a woman. She didn't wish she was a man. She knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not judge people based on their gender. He respects ubudiyya. Yes, there are gender-specific roles in Islam, based on the realities of the universe. But the majority of our roles as servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are common to both genders. She was the perfect slave of Allah. She was ar-radiyya, the one who is pleased with Allah. She was pleased to be a woman, a daughter, a wife, and a mother. She was completely aware of how these roles contribute to the mission, the cause, and the betterment of mankind behind the scenes. She did not need the spotlight or center stage to understand her importance. Ummu Abiha, the mother of her father, was her title, which she earned from her childhood. She was the ideal mother who raised men and women who changed the course of human history. Just as Ali alayhi salam was the textbook soldier for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in social political matters, and he did a lot of the heavy lifting for the Holy Prophet in order to ensure that his mission was a success, Fatima al-Zahra was the textbook soldier for the Imam of her time, both during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the days that came immediately after his demise, when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was her imam. She spoke out for the truth when others would not listen to Ali. She did not allow her social position, which she held as the daughter of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the apparent respect that she had in the eyes of the people, to prevent her from putting everything on the line for Islam and sacrificing herself for her imam.